Your someone's house on Shabbos and they heat up. No, on Shabbos. It's a Shabbos question. Shabbos. And they heat up. Solid food in a liquid. They heat up solid food on a liquid. They put it on top of a fire.
And each was left for half an hour. For half an hour to left the steer.
On Shabbos. After shul on Shabbos, they take chicken out of the refrigerator. It was in the refrigerator before. It was in the refrigerator. They took it out of the refrigerator. They put it on a pan. They put it on top of fire. And it has liquid in it.
You cannot eat the liquid because the liquid is lach. So then we say, yes, Mr. Habis, it was cooked before.
The salad, the chicken, is also put
salad,
on.
Salad, yeah, but the salad you can eat. The chicken you can eat. But you have to remove every mushroom sauce.
When it says in Parshat Zachar, is it Zachar, when it says Zachar Amalek or Zachar Amalek?
You know, there are two in the choice. Yeah. One is Zachar and one is Zachar. So I have the minhag that about here, first reads Zecha, and then he reads over the pasuk again on Zecha.
So he reads the pasuk?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you be allowed to become a pathologist to do the autopsies on other Jews?
Can a Jewish doctor?
Shalom. Unless it's necessary for Pugach Nefesh to save the life of a human being, any human being.
If they don't know what the illness is, sometimes they want to find out what the illness
is. Defense, as long as even if you have a doubt, maybe it's an ailment that exists in the family, genetically, so you're not only allowed, but you are mechuyev. Yes, sir.
In a
shasad
chag, can a woman be motzi men for
a kriyas magilah? Oh, sure, but I'm not passing that. He can be mason, not men, women, not men.
Oh, it's a shasad chag.
Because on a chag, there is no other alternative. Because Allah's daily sheet is that the man is chayev in two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of kriyas ha-megillah per se without pesumanise, and the mitzvah of pesumanise as the loshna gemara megillah, that few zayin umdalef, it's a hachashta alei sheshoma, ashur is yotzo. If somebody who understands only English, but he heard Ashuris, he doesn't understand a word of it, but he knows the contents of it. In other words, the story about Mordechai, Esther, and so is it. Why is it different than Alei Sheshom Alei Aziz? Somebody, let's say, knows English. He heard the Mila in Spanish. He doesn't know one word of Spanish, but he knows the content of it. He's not easy. So he says, Oto anan, hachashtronim ne'amochim, yadino maigo, hachashtronim ne'amochim, we don't know. It marks a certain degree, whether it's a captain, or a pilot, or a colonel, or a general, or a commander, we don't know. But my historical name Kriyas Hamgile by itself and Pesumnise, or her name is Kriyas Hamgile Pesumnise.
If someone is in a place where there's no shuls, only conservative shul, they go there to Kriyas.
Yes, he should go there to hear the Megillah. But not look at the Noshim, but just keep his eyes in the Megillah. And if a man is about hearing, not a woman will be easy.
According to the grid of the state what Amalek is, did that get transferred to Maisa in the halachas of Amalek?
Well, the mitzvah of Mohammed Amalek applies only, and there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is very important prerequisite, that the Novi has to come and say, B'Shem Hashem, Shmuel HaNovi came to Sholam Melech, Oishi Sholach Ad Hashem, Nuleach Halach HaMelech, Vato, Leich V'Hikis HaSamoi, Pocket Pocaret. There is a distinction between the term pocade and the term zocher. Zocher means I remember a past event. Pocade means I take notice of the past event and I take cognizance of the fact that the present Amalek are the descendants of the ancient Amalek, like Germany. So, I mean, Dr. Jung, the Swiss, he discovered the race unconscious. And he said that not only is there an individual unconscious that Dr. Sigmund Freud, the Jew, discovered, but there is a race unconscious. For example, the Germans, who are the descendants of the ancient Teutonic barbarians, who almost destroyed all of Europe, but they did not succeed. So their descendants, the Germans, so also because of their race unconscious, have a tendency that is intuitively, instinctively disposed towards riches, towards uxorious, towards violence, towards bloodshed, towards vengeance against not only the Jews, who contributed so much to the progress in German technology and German medicine, like the Jew Ehrlich, who discovered a cure against tuberculosis, but they are especially opposed to the Jewish people, who contributed so much to them, and they are intuitively and instinctively from birth disposed to kindness, compassion. And it's a remarkable thing. He mentions even the story of the Akedah. It's such a marvelous thing. So the Rabbeinu Shalom said to Avraham Avinu, Leich kachet b'imchas echitcho, asher after es Yitzchok, v'lech lecho el aras amario, v'alei usham leila. And Avraham Avinu rose in the morning to mekayim the mitzvos Hashem, to mekayim that burdensome and difficult task of slaughtering his ben yochid, Yitzchok and the Akedah. And he said, Ayimel Avraham lo, שפולכם פיינכם מיה, ואני ונער נלוחת כי, ונשובו מנלוח עליכם. So then, when Avraham Avinu saw the Mokeim, he came there, and he built an altar, and he put the Isim on the altar, and then he binded Yitzchok upon the altar. ויאמר יצחק לאברהם אביו, ויאמר הנני בני, הנני באיש ועצם, ויעשה לילה. ויאמר אברהם אביו, כי מגיר לי, יעשה לילה בני. So he had a prophetic intuition that he'll come back, even though he himself did not know it. So then, when he started to take the knife to kill, to slaughter Yitzchok, so ויאמר המלאך, בי נשבעתי כי יען אשר עשית את הדבר הזה, וחסכת את בנך צריתך ממנו, כבורך אברך. Now the Ramban is the Kashi, why did the Ben Shalom have to expose Avraham Avinu to such a difficult task? Asor nisenis, nisnas Avraham Avinu. As a young lad, Avraham Avinu was ready to throw himself into the hot, fiery furnace of Nimrod HaRosh. But there is a bigger test. To slaughter a lone child because a devoted father like Avraham loves his son much more than he loves himself. So the Rebbeinu Yisrael knew, but he wanted Avraham Avinu to know. So then Avraham Avinu found out. Mimele, so he taught them the heritage of Avraham Avinu of stock of a chesed, forgiveness and tolerance, and the high regard for the civil rights of others, even pagans, even villains, who suppose somebody is charged with premeditated murder, because on a summer warm day, so when the sun was shining, let's say in July, and everything was fine, so he started to drive the car. And then all of a sudden, it started to rain and to thunder and to lightning, and he lost control over the car and he bumped into a post, and then, not even seeing that there is a pedestrian walking, he drove him over and killed him. So this driver is charged with murder, but the court is obligated to engage a very effective lawyer who will try to introduce evidence that will show that even though at the outset it was wrong, but after half an hour he started to thunder and to lighten, that he lost control. Now, there was a doctor, Joseph Lamarck, a great French scientist. He conceived the concept that if a certain person habituates himself to evil habits like drinking, addiction to drugs, homosexuality, and all kinds of abominations, so then the children born to him in one generation will be disposed towards the same. Inversely, in a favorable way, if one addicts himself to good qualities, virtues, like kindness, compassion, tolerance, a high regard to the civil rights of others, so then, in one generation, the children born to him so will be disposed towards these qualities. Now, that turned out to be wrong. But, however, if it is done not in the course of one generation, but it is done in the course of many millennial generations, then it certainly becomes incorporated into the genes, and the children born unto them will be disposed towards these good qualities. And of course, in an unfavorable way, the same thing. So this is what the Ramban says. Tremendous thing. Yeah.
Does one say Harav is Rivenu if he's learning for a minion of women?
if someone's learning for women, does he say Hakel Harav is Rivenu after the Megillah?
Why not? If the woman reads it.
Huh? No, if a man reads it for women.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Are you allowed to make a collect phone call, and when they ask you what your name is...
Collect call.
Yeah. And when they ask you what your name is, you either tell your mother that you have to be picked up, or you say what the number is, so that...
Your mother's name.
No. You say...
I got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. A little complicated. Let's say he's in the airport and he needs a ride and it's an expensive call. So he calls his house, he uses a collect call to send a signal to the house.
Yeah.
But he really doesn't intend to make the collect call. No, he doesn't intend to pay for the call.
So it's all sales, never that's a place, and never moments clash him. It's everything.
All right. I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Should the tzibur stand for Chris Megillah, or is there any reason for one to? The tzibur, not the Bakhori.
Should the tzibur stand when he's laying the Megillah, they could sit?
They sit. I always sit. Even before the stroke, I said. Only about 3 years to stand.
Hi.
Who in
Mahade
is the
Mahade? Who is the
Mahade? No one knows.
Who's a Malik Bisman is that?
No one knows. And it is contingent, as I said before, upon the Tzivah Novil, like the Tzivah by Shmuel Novil, the Shalmelech, Zoch, Pocket Pocket, that there is a harmony between the evil deeds, the emanations, the violence, the bloodshed, the vengeance of the ancient Amalek, and the evil deeds, the vengeance by the Germans or by the Palestinians of the present Amalek. And then it is a mitzvah, provided there is a tzibur al pinovi, al piyum bitumim, to destroy Amalek only b'shas Muhammad, but naturally b'shas Muhammad.
I know that some folks get bring down that in a call situation.
In a what situation?
Kolel.
Okay.
He's learning after like...
What?
And then
if someone's learning in Kolel...
After like 15 years, he goes and becomes a Rebbe or Rabbi. That's a good thing because he's being supported by the community while in Kolel.
So what's the question?
And then, fine, so if somebody's being supported by... And he stays in the Kolel his entire life, is that...
Okay, should one stay in Kolel his whole life and never go out and do anything?
He has to stay in Kolel for a few years until he learns a trade or profession, computers, medicine, engineering, dentistry, and then he should make a living.
I'd like to know what the Torah's view would be on such things as medical operations that are just merely have to do with a problem. Let's say someone has a nose that they don't like.
Isosah. There is a nisa to be chevel basim unless it's necessary for his own health, for recovery. When I was sick, the penetrating ulcer, and I was in Mount Sinai. My roommate was a Jewish youngster who was much younger than I. He was 18 years old. I was already 32 years old. And he was there to have a nose operation, a plastic nose operation. I asked him, John, he was a Jewish fellow, his name was John, why do you stay in the hospital? He says, I have a girlfriend. A very attractive and gracious girlfriend, and she refuses to become engaged to me until I fix the crooked nose, and this is changed into a nice nose. So I says, why do you do it? Why do you have to expose yourself to so much torture? He said, listen, that's the whole goal of my life, to be married to a beautiful, attractive, gracious girl. So I said, that's it.
Would you let her read about the Holocaust
on Shabbos? Oh, sure. It's even a mitzvah.
It'll upset his Shabbos.
So he shouldn't.
But he shouldn't.
To have tzah.
Does Bikur Cholam take precedence over the Sudas Purim?
Of course. I mean, because if you see Efshele Kaim Shneim, so then Mikro Megillah takes precedence. But if you Efshele Kaim Shneim, so Bikochelim takes precedence.
Over the Suda?
Yes. He can be Mikhaim the Suda within the Nikas eyes of past. That's all. So you might have a little mitzvah.
Today we have information that medical information from Jews that were tortured during the Holocaust. Is there anything wrong with using that medical information today?
What?
Okay. From the Germans.
Yes.
Okay. During the Holocaust, the Germans did experiments.
Yeah.
Now, can we use the medical information from those experiments?
Why not? For the benefit of humanity, why not? Not for destructive purposes. To produce hydrogen bomb.
Does someone have to wash at the Parashuda? They have to wash the
Parashuda?
At the Parashuda.
At the Parm Sutra, you have to have do you have to have Hamotzi at the Parm Sutra?
Oh, sure.
Why was the Nes of Purim, which was a big victory for Am Yisrael, why was that able to be established as a holiday, but there is a suffering about Yom HaAtzmaut?
Well, Purim was an exit by the ancient Nesagdil. But today we don't have ancient Nesagdil. And they don't have the keach to annex the konis that will be incorporated into a Torah. The love of Lisosu, Mekadosh Edim Esmer, applies only to Senedang Dil, which is a konis, not even to Senedang Dil, Shabiyam, Raskam Lechamo. He doesn't apply to Rabbi Goe, Ashrei Goe, Raskam Lechamo. He doesn't apply to the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rosh, Rabbi Gershom Ragilo. So it's a bracha v'atole. But without the bracha, just as a minute, like you say, Tilly, there's no avere. When the Gemara says that if somebody is caring Tilly, behold, yei, mariz, mecharef, v'gadef, it only has reference to a case. Well, he doesn't say Tilim in order to be kind of mitzvah of a kisa b'yem of v'raylo. But to give praise, so it doesn't make sense. You give praise for something every day when you have bigger nisim for which you don't give praise.
Can I also ask about the give and receive
shalach manos? A novel. Is allowed to send shalachmones to non-avelim, but a novel is allowed in Ibn Mechuyev to send shalachmones to non-avelim like any other mitzvah, but a non-avel is not allowed to send shalachmones to a novel. So if he has a kind of mitzvah, he should send it to his wife, to his sons, to his daughters.
Can he receive? Can an avil receive shalach
monos? Yes, sure.
If somebody gives him, he can take it.
Of course. I send shalach monos to many avil. I have to be kind of mitzvah.
What are the halachos regarding an avil on Purim? Should he sit on a low chair by the
sugar?
To a person toch shiva in avelis, what should he do on Purim? Should he sit on a low chair? Should he be noeg avelis?
Chas v'shalom, not allowed. My brother Rebbe Sipper, when his wife Tonya LaShalom died from Purim, he sat on a big chair, like anybody else. And after Purim, he started to sit on the low bench.
Another big problem in regard to dressing differently on Purim. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no problem with dressing like a girl.
Not so simple. Okay. Can a man dress up like a woman on Purim?
2 days in the Ramah. 1 day is allowed, and 1 day is not allowed. It's really told in the Machlokes Tanoim, in Nozi Adav. The rabbis say that a man is not allowed to put lipstick, powder, to look like a woman, even if the kavona is not for fun. And Rabbi Yaakov says that the thief kavona is for fun, like, you know, you dress up for a show, or as you like it, you know, so then he's not either. So we speak the rights of the woman.
You talking about what's glued together?
Yeah.
That's a bowl, okay. If you have a box that has a juice or milk in it and you have to pull apart the glue to open it up on Shabbos, can you separate the glue on Shabbos?
You should do it, Klachayat. So it's only Nisad Rabban. So the Tzerach Sudis Shabbos is Muta. Like Shiva Rodom Zachovis, the Elisha Be'ezayayim.
Rafael. Rafael means an unusual in a different way.
If one has money in his pocket on Shabbos, how should he go about it?
He should throw it out, Glariat.
You tell him he's outside the house or inside the house? You tell him he's
inside.
Inside his house.
Is someone allowed to get drunk on food?
Only to the extent as there are more pastors like the Rambam, that he should drink enough so that he would have, that if he were to lie down, he would fall asleep, even though he doesn't lie down, he sits on his chair. So then he is in the madrei of the other, because a sleeping person doesn't know the difference.
But more than that, to get drunk to the point where they're
the cells, the sun is.
How should one dress on Purim?
Like a man. Like a regular man.
Now, should he wear a suit? Should he wear a suit? Should he wear a jacket, a tie?
Everything. Like a regular, the way I am dressed. At night I don't wear a telescope because I already done binch, so I don't need a telescope. In the daytime I have to wear a telescope.
How are the Rabbanan committed to the Misaki Purim? Isn't that a case of Losa Sifu? Is that close?
No, Losa Sifu is only Shayach when the Beis Nagol is Mesif, a new mitzvah. In order to be Mesif, to be more fumbin at all. Or when it's Gereya from mitzvah. The Torah says, Dalas Yitofas in film, four batim in film, and he puts in only three toughs, so then he's able to suffer. But if he does it as a xera, as a takona, as a minek, lasses mishmeras latero, then he's as soon as mishmeras mishmarti, then he became a big mitzvah.
How should one handle the goyim, say when you have a firm seuda or you have a hagigah, goyim in the area and they're walking around, you know, and
so what's wrong with that?
The
doctor Shalom is a mystery. He shouldn't get drunk.
He shouldn't get drunk.
They'll be a chil Hashem.
If they want to come in, they can see.
Are you allowed to answer the goyim?
Well, chas v'shalom. You know, the Pachat Yitzchok
mentions. He's talking about a man. There's a man, a guy your neighbor who's a man, he wants to come by and dance with you.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
It's a mitzvah.
Yeah, no, nothing wrong.
Shalom.
Dr. Shalom. You can. Yes, nothing wrong.
Is a
Suda's bas
mitzvah,
is that a Suda's
mitzvah?
What? A
bas
mitzvah.
Yes.
A
Suda's
bas mitzvah.
It's a Suda's mitzvah. The Meisha Feinstein. He's matter to make a shul, not in the shul itself, but in the social hall, and let the girl, the bas mitzvah, deliver it at all, as my granddaughter Dvorah Chaya did about 4 months ago. In Parsha B'Shalach.
Is someone allowed to play musical instruments on Tanis Esther?
Why not? It's a mitzvah.
No, on Tainus Esther to play music.
No.
To play music instruments.
No.
On Tainus Esther.
No. Unless he starts Erev Tainus Esther before Shkia, then he's allowed to continue it.
Okay. Question is, let's say someone's going to play, we have a Chagiga.
Yeah.
So the boys play instruments for the Chagiga, but they want to practice on Tainus Esther. Can they practice on time?
It says there is Thursday.
Right. Can it?
So they'll start Wednesday evening before Shkia.
No, but let's say in school, they come to school Thursday.
Yeah.
And the Chagiga is Motzoi Shabbos, after the Megillah. So can they come to school Thursday afternoon and practice playing the drums?
Why not?
They can do the practice.
It's the Tzeach Mitzvah.
Right.
In Perek Tes of the Megillah, it says, Mordechai says something that said Miriam Megillus. So he said something about two Megillus.
Who said?
Mordechai.
He said he sent the
two Megillus, yeah. Right. Two Megillus, yeah.
So what is that supposed to mean? Was it literally two Megillus? Did he send out two letters?
Sure.
Why did he send out two?
Because he felt that the Jews needed two Megillus. The whole, where did he send? To Hoflogas, to Tatsva. I can't hear.
So how do we understand the Chazal that says the four most beautiful women were Esther, Sarah, Dina, and other?
Who, Dina?
Yeah, the another. So what's it called?
The Dina, the daughter of Yaakov. Not Dina, the daughter of Yaakov.
What do they mean to say? What does Chazal mean when they say these women were beautiful women?
Because they are beautiful and gracious, and the beauty and the graciousness emanated from internal beauty. But the pagan beautiful girls like Vashti or even Isabel, you know, Nasali, so they had external beauty, but it emanated from spiritual and moral filth. The Novi Yishai in the last Parsha Samachvov says, Amiskachim Vamitarim Vaganis Acha Achas Batovach or Achas Echot Batovach Echot Sar Sheket Vachameya. You know, when you look at television at the beautiful paradises in Hollywood, so you think, woo, so beautiful. But I read a book by Ben Hecht of, what's the name of the book?
Perfectly. Child of the Century? Child of the Century?
Modern Times.
No, that's something else. It's Modern Times, Charlie Chaplin. It's called Child of the Century.
Child of the Century? Child of the Century?
I don't remember.
Or Perfidy? Yeah.
Perfidy. So then, when you see the beautiful paradises, Gan Eden HaTachton, but behind that, you see the spiritual filth of eating mice, squirrels, lobsters, and frogs, so you become disgusted with that kind of beauty. That's a beauty that is only limited to externalism, but he internally it's filled up with spiritual filth and moral filth. So you feel like vomiting.
If one is wearing a talis gadol, is one required to wear a talis katan?
Sure. Because at Minche he will not wear the talis katan. And at Minche he's also mechuyev to have tishes.
There's a local that says that you should watch out for bad things during the 3 weeks. You shouldn't walk alone and stuff like that. Are the laws?
Not only in Israel, in men too.
I said during the 3 weeks. I think during 3 weeks a person should be careful not to do dangerous things, not to walk alone.
The rest of the year the same as they are in 3 weeks.
Oh, so it's a question, what's pshat? Why is it only 3 weeks? In other words, does it mean to say there's some difference in the laws of nature?
Because of the unconscious, the individual unconscious. That's why the Gemara at the end of Pesach about Zuges, so neither the Rambam, nor the Mechaber, nor the Rambo, not even the Chochmah Sodom, not even the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch mentions it. If certain people are afraid of these superstitions, he's Kamdinon, even though he's a big philosopher like the Rambam. But sometimes, you know, when he's half asleep, So the intellect has no control over him. So he starts, so he feels that all kinds of superstitious things arise in his mind. Now there was a Thomas Mazarich, one of the Chassidim of Salem, who was together with Lord Balfour in the declaration of the Balfour, in the Balfour declaration. So a certain French correspondent put in the book his discussions. I read the English translation. I forgot the name. So he said, "Tell me, Mr. Mazarich, you are known to be a friend of the Jewish people. Do you ever feel that there are certain prejudices arising in your mind?" So I said, "When I'm awake, under control of the intellect, never. But when I'm half asleep, half awake, I feel that these terrible prejudices start to arise in my mind. So I immediately suppress them, and I turn on the light, and then they flow away."
Does one have to open the entire Megillah if it's not reading with the Tzibor?
Sure. Or he doesn't have to open the Megillah. I hold Chumash.
No, but no, the person's reading for himself, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
He's reading for himself.
Sure, or yes,
for, yeah. He should open up the whole Megillah.
Yeah, that's right. Ki Yeresh.
Sits is at Maruf. Do you have to wear tzitzis at night time, Maruf time?
No, there is no tzitzis at night.
Plans.
You wouldn't be allowed to just wear shoes on your
ancestor. Are you a woman?
One allowed.
Oh, okay. Is a person allowed to buy a pair of shoes on Tynus Esther?
Why not? What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
Can do all the shopping you want.
Okay. What is the news regarding down the Karzovs and the Amar by Kedusha?
Okay. By Kedusha?
Yeah.
Okay. How should one, when one says Kedusha, he says Bukhara El Zev Amar, how should a person face any specific direction?
No specific direction. He doesn't
because
have
people
to shake.
Go left, they go
he
right.
He doesn't have to shake to the right or to the left. The Malachim didn't shake.
He said, so what's the reason people do it? What's the minhag that people do it?
I don't know. I don't do it.
He doesn't do it. Okay. John.
Is wearing a talis katan on Shabbos considered carrying?
Wearing a talis katan on Shabbos. And we're going to Rishus HaRab.
Because the Rambam were paskins, like the Tane, the tzitzis, the tchilis, the makif shalom, so it's yeitzei, vitalishim, and yeitzis. But she does, the Rambam is yochid. But I couldn't understand how a Hasidim wear a talis and talskotten at night. So then it's definitely yeitzei, vitalishim, and yeitzis. Because there is no chiyuv tzitzis at night altogether, not even in mitzvah kiyumis. That I don't understand.
Why don't we clap and make noise by bashing
and interferes with the paying attention by the people?
No, but he says we clap by Haman.
Yeah.
He says a Vashti was also bad, so why don't
That's
we clap
right.
by? Why don't we clap by Vashti?
You should clap by Vashti too. I don't clap by Hormon. I don't clap by Vashti. I don't clap by Asheret Hormon. I don't clap.
You want to clap, clap.
I don't clap.
No, Salvation doesn't clap. He listens to the video. Yeah, darling.
Nowadays, when you have all the people saying Kaddish together, how is it that you're Yosef with that Kaddish because you have a lot of people saying
okay. Today, the minig is that Kaddish Yosef, you might have 10 people in Shul saying Kaddish all together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since he wants to know why it should be that way.
Yeah.
How are you Yotze?
Why not?
Because each person says it, it's very hard to hear.
So it's, he hears his own voice. That's the voice he prefers.
And the Tzibur?
The Tzibur hears some voices.
Would it be better just to have one person say Kaddish?
No, no, it's not good.
Each person should say.
Yeah.
You want to take a haircut on Tom Sussman?
Why not? What's wrong with it? It's not 9 days. It's not 3 weeks. It's not. No Avilis. It's a day of Simcha.
Tiny Sussman. Tiny
Sussman. Yes, sir.
I heard from somebody that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that it's an Isser D'Oraisa, that he
what?
Could show that it's an Isser D'Oraisa to talk to girls and stuff.
What,
should've.
What?
Is that true?
He wants to know, he heard that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said that it's an Isser D'Oraisa for a boy to talk to girls if it's not for a Shidduch. Is that true?
I don't believe it. Nonsense. I don't believe it. It's a matter of fact, many of them are taller. They don't talk to girls directly, but through a computer, so that I'll give them an opportunity to talk all kinds of nibble pain, all kinds. The girl not even knowing who it is, and play the role of a muck. But internally, he's not a tenor.
One has a closet where if he opens it, a light will go on, only if there is a switch which is turned on. And it's Shabbos and one doesn't know.
So I'll tell you, he should close his eyes so it will be a situation and keep it closed until he closes the door. So he will not be able any avail. The same child applied to the fridge there. So my father inquired of Gazelik whether it's mutter to open a frigidaire to put ice cubes. So Zelik was matter, provided he closes his eyes. So it's a situation.
I have a question can a person be mochel and allow somebody to move in front of him while he is saying Shmona Esrei?
If a person is davening Shmona Esrei, so another person is not supposed to go in front of them. What if the person who's davening is not mocked, but he's mochel?
So it's okay.
That's okay.
And is a chair or a bench, like something, is that a hefzek, which allows, in reference, in allowing you to take 3 steps back?
Okay. Let's say you have, the boys are in different rows, so there's chairs. So let's say someone's davening behind the chair. Is he allowed to back up into the Dalai Lamos?
What's wrong with it?
Anything else?
I'm on the computer. Could you tell them that you're someone else?
Okay. When a person talks to somebody else on the computer, do they have to give their own name or can they say they're somebody else?
No, it's a lie.
Okay.
I'll shake it here.
The end of most computers, yeah.
Can you invite someone to a bar mitzvah? You know that they'll drive, but
they're showing
by it.
On Shabbos?
Invite the car on Shabbos.
So invite someone from the family that will drive on Shabbos.
No. He's not mechazik yedev avir. Unless he's sure, or in no probability confident, that he's scholarly children. So then it's a misleading to me, right?
What about Shalom Bayis? What if the wife's family isn't Shalom Shabbos?
It all depends how great is the Shalom Bayis. If it is just a singular temporary feeling of dislike, so then not. But if he's afraid that it might be lasting on a permanent level, his behavior and his vocation in the hot face.
So then he'd be allowed to invite them.
He has
to invite them. Okay? Okay. Okay.
Another halacha that if a non-frum Jew, if he touches wine, it's also considered stam yena.
If he's mechal shabbat fayasi,
right.
And he's not a tinishin yunaku, but if he's a tinishin yunaku, and most American Jews have a din of tinishin yunaku, so then there is no isha.
Hmm? But if you pour an Avon Jew who is like pouring all mitzvahs, right? If you pour him wine, and as soon as he picks it up, it's considered Stam Yinam, and then he drinks it. Is that Litnei Iver?
The goy picks it up.
No. You poured, let's say you have a person comes to your house.
So there are more paskins. There is Man Chazal. This was Derech Nochem to Menasech, then it becomes Stam Yinam. But today, no one is Menasech. Not even the Catholics who pour wine when they have mess, so it's not Menasech Shabbat Mitzvah, so it doesn't involve a Nisa of Stam Yinam.
Now let's say it's a Jew that's Machal Shabbos for Hesia.
And he's a Tinnish Nishbo.
And he's not a Tinnish Nishbo. He's amazing. He's a Reconstructionist rabbi. And he comes to your house and you pour him wine. Now when he picks up the wine, so now the question is that an Isra of Lifnei Iver? Because when he picks it up,
well, it's a Lifnei Iver Mirabon. So if the Kavone is Lifnei Shamayim, it's okay.
Are you allowed to sit in front of singing from somebody's daughter's or step back and sing with a song from somebody's daughter's minister?
Can't, yeah.
Okay. Two questions. Someone's saying Shmona Esrei. Are you allowed to back up in front of them in their Dalet Amos? In their Dalet Amos?
Nothing.
And are you allowed to sit?
Can you sit in front of them if they're saying Shmona Esrei?
It's okay.
He says, okay.
There's a story about the Malbim. When the Malbim was 60 years old, he was a big Jew. He already had written a Pirush and all of the two Bishos and marvelous Arayim. But then there was a story. He came to Prague and he davened in the Chasam Sefer Shul. And he was always absent-minded in learning. So when he stepped back, so he stood between himself and the Chasam Sefer. So the people started to scream, the Rav. So the Chasam Sefer said, lost him, Stein. So then he became Stein, and he didn't publish anything else except up to the conclusion of Hilchos Tzitzis, and the rest of his forum were on Tirush and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So he remained staying.
When you get called up for an aliyah, are you supposed to keep the Torah open, or are you close it when you make the brachos?
What?
When you make the brachos?
When
a person makes the brachos on the Torah, when he gets an aliyah, should the Sefer Torah be open or should it stay closed?
No, it should be open.
Is there any specific way he should look while he's there?
How should he look when he has the Sefer Torah open? Where should he be looking? In the Ksav, up to the left?
In the Ksav, and we together with the
No, brachos. No, when he makes the brachos. When he makes the brachos.
Yeah, in the Ksav, and we together with the brachos.
Okay, but when he says the barcha or the bracha before, should he be looking like it shows like the bracha is written in the...
He doesn't have to fast. But the Tzvion Shel Rosh has a superior Gusha. He says the sheep. So then he should fast. Or the better option is to give tzedakah.
He wants to know why should one give tzedakah? Why is that better than fasting? Or what's the reason of giving tzedakah?
Because who is nene from fasting? No one. Only he suffers. But he gives money. So everybody is nene.
Why does he benefit from giving tzedakah? That's your question. Because why is that helping?
Because Mus Chasodim Shemimene Vigufe is in Lashia.
Chavarev, the one shouldn't hand someone else bread, but rather you should put it on the table. I left it.
Is that a halakha?
Why not? What's wrong with it?
No, so are you allowed to hand someone bread, or you have to put it on the table?
It's only the achkovet you have to hold. It's not the
achkovet.
The acharet.
Why is it that of all the compensations,
But Purim and Hanukkah will never end.
Because
it needs to be
now
bringing
needs
before.
I can't hear.
Why you don't mention the other Yom Tovim?
Why are the only Yom Tovim mentioned from Megillas Tainus, Chanukah and Purim, and not any other Yom Tov?
Oh, many days are mentioned. Look up in the price of Megillas Tainus. Even
today. No, but Bizman Azeh. Why we don't have it Bizman Azeh?
Because Atzor is Achemis, Mishakas Sarishemis, so there's nothing to celebrate.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay.
If a Sefer Torah falls on the floor, and the women, they're in the women's section, and they didn't see it?
They don't have to fast.
If a Megillah falls on the floor.
No, nothing.
Sorry.
The Mishnah Berurah writes that to be Yotzei Matonos of Yom, all you have to give is a puto, but with Manazeh, how much should we give?
What Manazeh should give, if he makes a nice living, at least $18 for each member of his mishpacha, for his wife, for his children, for his grandchildren. Today an average person who makes a living should give at least $80. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm a poor man. In spite of my Friedman's $10,000 a year. Push every
Do the dates in Megillas Tainus still apply?
What about the dates in Megillas Tainus?
Which
one is that?
Do they still apply today?
No, they don't apply because Tzoros Achreinis Mishakris Tzoros Shemis.
All right, then.
What are allowed to wear a Talis Katan on a Friday night? You don't have any Eruv. It's not, you don't
no, because if the Erev had been a good Erev, fine. But the Erev is in Oloti. Nerishus Rabim, and the Erev is not effective. Only Carmelis.
Before nighttime? Ah, so there's questions. So boys want to know. Now what should they do? If they go to Shul Friday night for Mincha, they're wearing
they
a towel.
Take off the towel, Scott. Yeah, not before.
Okay.
You know, my father used to say, Fum is a galach. I eat of thine alach.
On Shabbos, if someone walks into a room and now there's a...
What?
Some rooms have... on Shabbos, if someone walks into a room, some rooms have sensors that if you walk in, the lights go on.
Okay, if you walk into a room, it has like a light sensor and the light will go on. So what do? On Shabbos?
So when he steps on the threshold, he should close his eyes. So it'll be... It's the creation of the
Lichmas, like this. But as soon as he walks in, the lights go on, if he would leave, lights would go off.
So again, he should keep his eyes closed.
Is it possible to have an
Erev
in
anything
happen?
Impossible. He says, only in commerce. Impossible. He would be made see, Mr. Sarayochi, Mr. Sarabin, Mr. Sarabin, Mr. Sayochi. And I'll be high of a chattis.
Should one make a bracha on a talis ruah?
A tala she'ula. You borrow a tala from someone. Should you make a bracha? Should he make a bracha?
Sure.
He should make a bracha.
I can. I don't make a bracha.
According to the Rambam, how can we have any rebbeim make the parnasa of being rebbeim?
Okay. How can a person get paid to give a shiur? That's his question.
Because he takes shabbatolik, like a doctor, everything. And so if there is socialized medicine, like in Canada, he's not allowed. But if there is no socialized medicine, he has to make a living. He could invest his money in stocks, in nursing homes, and become a millionaire. So he's certainly allowed to get his salary of $50,000 a year, at least.
His question is about the Rambam that says a person shouldn't get paid, shouldn't make money to teach Torah.
So the Rambam is referenced to his days where the Talmud Chochem was Torosi Yom Nosi. So he's only allowed to take the equivalent of making a comfortable living. But today, when there are no people of Torosi Yom Nosi, there is no Chasnish, there is no Biskarov, there is no Remer Simche, so then he's not allowed to get $1 million because that would be the equivalent of investing in stocks and nursing homes. But he could get at least $50,000, $60,000, depending on the members of the family, how many years.
Is somebody allowed to wear a coat on Shabbos that has like a decorative
belt? What's wrong with that?
On Shabbos, in other words, you wear the belt, not to close the coat, but just to make it look nice. On Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah.
Why not? It's a tachshit.
Someone like that you owe respect to a rav or a parent, tells you a halacha that they think they heard a specific halacha, but they can't quote where it's from, but they know the specific halacha, they say they know it, and then you go and you actually ask a shayla and you look into it, and it turns out that they're wrong. Are you, if it makes no bearing, are you allowed to go and tell them that from what you found out from
sure.
You know it better than
sure. He's mechuyev to tell. If there is a possibility of this, but if there is no possibility to listen, so then you can tell.
What does Rav hold in regard to Shabbos elevator?
Shabbos elevator. Sometimes you have these hotels where you go and the elevator
but
stops
the elevator,
at every floor.
The elevator does not go for the Jew. It opens up and closes at every floor, whether anybody goes in or anybody goes out. So you're allowed.
Okay, but what if it's a hotel, it's only Jews? People go away, let's say, Pesach time, so it's only
but
Jews in the hotel.
The management of the hotel doesn't care. Jews, Gentiles, they don't even know who the occupant, or a man is the occupant, or a dog is the occupant. They don't care. So it's not Molocho, Shenasi, we feel this way.
Women allowed to pierce their ears? It's not like an issue of, sort of mutilate.
Why is a woman allowed to make a hole in her ear for earrings? Why is that considered damaging the body?
Well, my wife, my mother, did not pierce the ears. But today it's a different situation. They care about it a lot, too, and especially the potential chassanim care about it a lot, so no Yisrael even a mitzvah to find the Guchidach. Let's say, even a fellow who studies in Lakewood is not makpid than anything in the world, but he's makpid, his skull should have beautiful earrings.
Sorry.
Is one allowed to go to a co-ed camp in the summer?
Why not?
A co-ed camp means a camp with boys and girls.
But they are separate activities, right?
Yes.
Well, that's what we're going to find out now.
If they are separate activities, so then it's okay. However, if the boys and the girls dressed in shorts, so to play together, then it's awesome. Then it's not sneeze.
If a person davens a long Shmona Esrei, but by davening long Shmona Esrei, they're going to miss Kedusha in the Chazaras HaShatz.
You shouldn't do it.
You should daven a short.
You should daven quickly.
Daven a shorter
short. I daven. Daven takes me 2 minutes to finish all of an Esrei.
Okay. Try.
Would the Ramon and the Chaver agree that a person can make a wedding on Purim, but so why doesn't anyone do that?
There are no Yisraelik. What? There are no Yisraelik because they marv in Simcha b'Simcha. So you are naked like the Ramon.
The sheet is all. What? Not the Ramon, so whoever the sheet is on. There's those that say you shouldn't do it. Others that say the sheet is the same symbol. Okay, one or two more. David, you have.
What's the purpose of getting drunk on Purim? The idea.
Mm-hmm. He said, what's the purpose of getting drunk on Purim?
It's no purpose. It's the pills.
Okay. Okay. One more? Yeah, one.
The halakha that if the Valkari pointed to a place where he was reading and the right place was on a different page, then the person would have to make another bracha. What happens if the place that it's supposed to be?
So what I do is, I have kavona in my heart to make the bracha on which every point, every posik that you read.
What if the column is split? Like, the column is only open halfway, and that's the place.
Doesn't matter. Immaterial, irrelevant.
So you have to make
a bracha? No, but let's say a person didn't have this das. A person got up to make an aliyah.
Stam das.
But he's looking.
Yes, he does befeirish.
So they showed him over here, but it's really over here, but you can't see the whole amud.
So then it's okay.
He doesn't have to make another bracha. As long as you see part of the amud.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Can a person type Lashon Hara on you?
People send the computer messages, you know, the internet computer messages. Can he type in Lashon Hara on the internet?
It's a terrible isha. 11 Ravim and 6 S's. They call him Israel Salosh.
The Ramon writes in
Hilchos Megillah
that the when you clap for Haman, he writes that you should not change the minhag. And over there, I forget who said it.
If it interferes with the attention by the tzibur.
Right. But someone over there says, I'm not sure who, they say that even if a minhag has a little bit of iser to it, you should not change the minhag.
Never mind that, minhag. It's a minhag against the Torah. It's like the minhag of watching cable television every night.
Okay. Done, Marv? Okay.